Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And it is a cold, wet, sloppy day here in the state of Minnesota. But before we get to that, I just want to let you know that you have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me, moi. And we appreciate you listening to us and making us your number one Saturday show, by the way. So on Genesis Communication Networks, check it out, folks. I've got articles posted as well. But in saying that, friends, I want to give a real quick shout out to, well, we got to go over to the state of Utah and say thank you to KYAH 540 AM Delta, Utah. Who just picked us up, along with KPTO 1440 AM Salt Lake City, Utah. We thank you for your trust, and we thank you for picking us up. And we always appreciate new affiliates, and we just wanted to again tell you thank you very much for your trust and entrusting us. As well as did we have, we got picked up by three more commentators, columnists as a contributor, Tea Party Command Center, One Nation Rising, I like that name, and Patriot Act Network. So again, welcome aboard, and again, thank you, my friends, for your trust, and we just thank you for helping us get the word out there, because this is how we do it. We're on about 40 outlets across the country, WND, Western Journalism, along with sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, before I get to that, friends, I want to take you over to connecting with Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com over here. So if you'd like to get us hooked in with your part of the day, every day, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com from 2 to 3 Central Standard, 2 to 3 Central Standard time zone, Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. And friends, if you'd like to check us out on live, you can even hook us up on your phone if you'd like to. And the way to do that is go to 605-562-7745. So in other words, if you're driving down the road and you just want to listen to us, just turn your phone on, put the speaker on, 605-562-7745, and you can listen to us 24 hours a day. You can also go over to Facebook, friends, which is Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And you can also go over to Bradley Dean, on Facebook. And again, friends, we have about 170,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, last month alone, just on Bradley Dean, we had over 3,145,000 people that were interacting to that site or visited the website. So we appreciate that. And again, we can't do it individually. We can do this corporately, one nation under God. Amen. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And friends, the phone lines will be accessible for the next 2 hours. 1-866-233 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, I wanted to let you know, friends, that we are giving you an opportunity to win a Joshua MK5, a Joshua MK5. It is a wicked-looking weapon. It just is cool. It's beautiful. It really is. And you have the opportunity to win that. The way to do that is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sign up, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, when you go to the website, just scroll down just a little bit on the right, and you will find the Joshua right there. And tell me you don't think that is one wicked-looking weapon, friends. It literally is. And our friend Tim Brown, senior editor over at the Sons of Liberty Media, actually owns one. And if you'd like to see a picture of moi shooting it, go ahead and check it out. Tell me what you think. And again, folks, you have an opportunity. I know that we have quite a few people that have already signed up to win it. And again, go ahead and throw your hat in, and let's see if you won't be the one to win that gun. Again, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let's hit some of the articles really quick, because what I want to do when we come back, I want to talk about how the global war on terror, listen, the global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. I will bring it to you scripturally. I'll let you hear for yourselves, them say it. That way there's no conspiracy theory. As a matter of fact, I remember when there was those who were exposing government corruption, and it was called a conspiracy theory, said one individual that posted to Bradley Dean, my Facebook. This is what he said. He said, I remember when there were those who were exposing government corruption. It was called conspiracy theory. He said, now 50 years later, I find it that it was not a theory at all. In fact, it's now a reality. That's exactly right. We're going to talk about that in just a minute here. And then second hour, we're going to talk about the stupidity concerning those that follow the atheists. And I'm going to give you a couple quotes from John Dewey, Mark Twain, Karl Marx, Friedrich Nietzsche, Jean-Paul Sartre, or Sartre, one of the two. It sounds like he's French, so we'll take that second hour. But before we do that, I want you to understand that these globalists are the ones pushing these evolutionary views so they can overthrow the people. They got to get rid of God before they can become your daddy. So guess who the great obstacle is? The stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. His name is Jesus Christ. And friends, namely the church, we ain't asking for permission to obey God, because we know that all power lies within our Father as to what he's going to do and how he's going to orchestrate things through his church. And what did he say of his church? The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We'll get to that in just a moment here, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, victory, Supreme Court rejects government effort to crack down on whistleblowers. Of course. Of course. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, how about some good news for a change? You'll see that on the featured news article right on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. We also have Counting Coup, brand new article just posted by Tim just a couple minutes ago from Rick Godley, show host from ESPN. Keep in mind, friends, our columnists are a part of the culture war. They're not just a bunch of paper tigers, nor are they hiding behind a microphone. They're actually showing you what the problems are biblically and constitutionally, and they are putting your feet upon the rock as you ask the Lord, Lord, take our feet out of the miry clay, put our feet upon the rock, and establish our goings. That's what these articles are aimed at. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Al Gore wants to ban cars in cities. Folks, it's time that this man's thrown in jail where he belongs. The hypocrisy is second to none. The mind of this man is so reprobate and so corrupt, I don't even think he knows his own name, friends. He probably forgot it. Again, you can check that article out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Virginia's anti-NDAA bill seeks to turn table on the feds. That's exactly what's happening in Virginia, my friends. The people are standing up and holding their government accountable, and that is a good system where the people fear the government. You have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have what? Come on, let me hear you say it, liberty. That's right. And we also have Hillary Clinton with her little cross eyes on Sons of Liberty Media. Even MSNBC is starting to notice how hollow Hillary Clinton really is. What are your thoughts? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. 1-866-233-0747. Throw it on the table. You got a whole lot of people listening to you right now. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
one 866 233 0747. Folks, I wanted to tell you about one more article before we jump over on the topic today, at least for the first hour. Did you guys know that the New York sheriff on gun registration, he just recently told his people to go ahead and throw those letters in the garbage? If you'd like to check that article out, please do, friends. This is just great. This is the constitutional sheriff. And by the way, for those that did not know, sheriffs have more constitutional powers than the feds do. They can shut them down. Just so you know, you need to talk to your local sheriff and see where he's at concerning gun control. And if he's if he's actually working against the Constitution that he swore to uphold, then you need to get a new one. But these guys, namely this guy in New York right now, the sheriff, he said on gun registration, he said take those letters and just toss them. And that's exactly a constitutional American patriot. And we would call him a sheriff. And you know what? I praise God for guys like this that are actually taking a stand against the tyranny that they're seeing in this government today. And I'm not talking about all government. Again, friends, what we're doing is we're highlighting the fact that we have to deal with corrupt government because it's not their job to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image. No, that is unlawful. They put their hand in the Bible. They swear to God and man. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Go to 1 John. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're swearing to uphold that Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And if they fail to do that, then that means that they're your enemy. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay. Take a breath, Bradley. Sit down. Relax for a moment. Hey, I'll do that. Folks, the global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. This was posted on my Facebook. Somebody posted this on my Facebook, just making clear as to what I'm saying. I want clarity here. This is what this individual said. I remember when there were those who were exposing government corruption, and it was called a conspiracy theory. He said, now 50 years later, I find it that it was not a theory. In fact, it's now a reality. And for those Bible buffs out there, please do your homework and check out Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 9. It talks about conspiracy. Do a commentary research and a study on Matthew Henry concerning the scripture Jeremiah 11, verse 9. It is second to none. And interestingly enough, he didn't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, but how prophetic he was. But again, getting back to the point here, I'm humored, friends. I got to be honest with you. I am totally humored by the sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity that some people in this country accept concerning their representatives on the topic of global terror. And friends, I want you also to understand before we break into this topic, it's not just the American people that I'm now addressing. I'm addressing the peoples, the governments, and the incumbent, those that represent us, on a global scale. It's this important because we're seeing terror rise on a global scale. Now, friends, I just want to ask you something. Steph brought up a point last week, and I thought it was really good, because I just want you to think about this. We have a bunch of radical jihadist terrorists, right? We've been told who the terrorists are. Now it's ISIS, and then it's these radical Islamists, and so on and so forth, right? Whoever they want to name the terrorists. You got to ask yourself: these guys are out in the middle of the desert. No one's around. Nothing's around. Except a bunch of sand and rock. And you got to ask yourself: who's arming these people? Who's supporting these terrorists? Okay? That's just food for thought. Who's supporting them? Where are they getting the finances to do what they do? Okay? Had to throw that at you really quick. Folks, what we see are these officials that I'm now talking to act rather strangely after the supposed terror attacks take place. And folks, they are terror attacks. There's no question about them. They seem to conglomerate on cue and ally themselves to condemn the acts, these representatives globally. They'll condemn the acts, but yet not the actors. Have you ever noticed that? They'll condemn the acts, yet not the actors. So in the end, they ask the people to give up their rights after these supposed terror attacks. Just go back to September 11th, friends. And you have the government there asking you to give up your rights while attempting to disarm the people for the global good. Wait a second. So we have a global terror problem, and we have governments globally attempting to disarm their people. And then additionally, they attempt to forge new powers, these representatives do, on a global scale against the very people that they're supposed to represent. Doesn't anybody think that's a little weird here, friends? Now, concerning the current Obama administration, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram to upend government sovereignty globally in order to implement new totalitarian government and establish a global government. I didn't say it. It's the systematic methodologies used by dictators that want to overthrow governments, because what they want to do is implement new government through totalitarian methods. And what has been the theme with this new president? Change, 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 change. We need new legislation. We need new this. We need new that. No. We don't need new anything. We need to get back to the old and enforce God's Ten Commandments concerning sin and lawlessness and crime in this country. And isn't it interesting how they want to expand government powers when, in fact, our government is limited in their power? And their purpose is to restrain men from sin, not to teach men how to commit sin. And sin is the violation of God's moral law. Read 1 John 3:4, and then also check out Romans 3:20. But I want you to listen carefully to the Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice. Listen to what she said of Joseph Stalin. This is what she said. She said, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Listen again. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who said that? Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice. She said that of Joseph Stalin. The Red Terror. She again said the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Oh, let's go over to Adolf Hitler for a moment, shall we? Who used the same methodology as well as the philosophy in so many different ways. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself created. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while, Hitler was the one doing the attacking. Isn't that what history teaches us, friends? Friends, history is teaching us the acts of dictators in the present, from the past. Hitler was also responsible for sending his own brown shirts, to incite the people to chaos, so he could play the role of problem solver. Folks, read the Declaration of Independence. You'll see these characteristics and these attributes concerning the tyrant King George. He was the one doing and contriving and inciting domestic insurrection. You can read that on the Declaration of Independence. So you see dictators doing the same thing over and over and over again, and they mean to do it to a new group of people that don't know the difference. But America, I say to you, you have no excuse as to why you don't know the signs and the acts of a dictator wannabe. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million innocent people were slaughtered. And how many years later, friends, the Germans are still embarrassed for what they tolerated through a dictator with a short little mustache on his face. The murderer himself, the author of Mein Kampf. And going back to the tyrant King George concerning the Declaration of Independence, did you know that James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, also known as the father of the American Constitution, he knew how dictators attempted to overthrow their subjects when he warned, listen carefully, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let me say it again. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States of America, he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, there's nothing new under the sun. Again, this is his dash story repeating itself. This is perfect judgment upon a nation that will not follow the commands of God. So now we have a new devil dictator wannabe who thinks he has a new way of establishing an old plan. But friends, I want to tell you something. That plan has failed again and again and again. Read Isaiah 14. And I want to tell you, the seed of the righteous is forever. And I want to tell you this too. It's because truth crushed to the earth will rise again and again and again and again and again. Read Psalm 37, verse 28. Why is that? Because my daddy, my heavenly father, the God who shed his grace upon us through his son, Jesus Christ, in this country, will not be dethroned, no matter how wise man thinks that he really is. That's funny. We're going to talk about that in second hour. They profess themselves to be wise, but yet they're fools. I mean, look at the Al Gores. Look at the John Kerrys of the world. Look at the Barack Hussein Obamas. Look at the Harry Reids of the world. Look at the Pelosis, the Wicked Witch of the West. I mean, folks, they don't get any stupider than this. But you can stand back and talk about how stupid they are, but the question is why are the American people tolerating it? The joke is on America. I'm going to come back and I'm going to continue on this vein, friends. The global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. I'm just landing to your candor and I'm going to play some pieces for you so you can hear out of their own mouths as to what they have to say concerning their new world order. 1-866-233-0747.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
California. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
I'm doing excellent. Bradley, I was just going to say that, you know, I absolutely agree with you on most things, but, you know, how you're talking about Hitler and the Holocaust and whatnot? Well, I don't agree with the 12 million Jews thing. I don't agree with Zionism. I believe that Hitler was not as bad as Eisenhower was, or Uncle Joe. Joseph Stalin was the worst.
Yeah.
I believe that the communists were really what was a threat to Germany. I believe that Hitler wanted to help people after the New World Order Khazarian bankers who funded the Bolshevik Revolution and stuff. They were infiltrating German society and trying to throw it upside down. If you look at the letters of Himmler and other generals and whatnot, the concentration camp conditions that people say, oh, it's horrible, you know, it wasn't what the official his story says.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. You know, they say these gas chambers that were there at Buchenwalden and Auschwitz and all these places that they killed people, you know, they're not hermetically sealed.
Okay.
And the gas would have killed everybody else. And another inconsistency is they said the smokestack of all the burning bodies, you know, it takes 5 days to burn through, 5 hours to burn through body completely and whatnot in a high heat. They would, if there was 12 million people, like Eli Whistle says, it would keep burning still. So there's a lot of Zionist fabrication. The communists were the worst part. That's who was in the concentration camps, known criminals, people that didn't want to work after they were told to several times. A whole list of, and it wasn't to kill them. It was to get them, you know, to be back in German society and to not be communists, basically. And a lot of people were let out.
Okay, right. let me answer that, because I didn't say anything about the Holocaust, number one. I did say 12 million people. 6 million of them people, okay, 6 million of them people were actually his own people that wouldn't fall to his rule, okay? And then we had 6 million other people, gypsies, Jews, dissidents, so on and so forth, that were slaughtered. I've never, to be honest with you, Chris, I've never, ever heard anybody side with Adolf Hitler concerning what he did there. And I want to say this, too. Two wrongs don't make a right. One devil isn't a better devil than the other one. So when you're looking at an Adolf Hitler, a Mussolini, a Stalin, or any other dictator of the day, Mao Zedong, so on and so forth, hey, they're all devils. And the bottom line is this, did they depart from God? Did the people? And I also wanted to lay out there too for you, my friend, is that the German people now have in their educational curriculums what they will never tolerate again. And guess what warns the people of what a dictator does and how he does it?
Oh, correct. But, you know, the thing is, yeah, it's an issue of right or wrong, but I think that another thing that is not talked about is what our allies did. We did so many horrible atrocities to the POWs. Eisenhower let 1.7 million German POWs die. He was a war criminal. You know, we did that to the Japanese at Manzanar. And I mean, this is if we're not afraid to do it to our own citizens, that's what we want to do. But we have to look another thing. You know, they use trauma-based mind control. This FEMA camps and all this stuff, yeah, they're real, but they're to scare the public into submission. And, you know, perfect love casts out all fear. And I wasn't advocating for Hitler. I was just saying that he, you know, he's one out of many boogeymen, and our side was more guilty than their side. And the communist, Uncle Joe, he was the worst one. But we're a communist country now. We're just like the communists. But we're just in so much denial because of our idolatry. Our flag is the red, white, and blue. If it was really the common law flag of the Sons of Liberty, the stripes would be facing from up to down. That's common law.
Right.
But because we have the flag of the Jolly Roger with the gold fringe, it's an Admiralty flag.
Right.
And I'm sick of the Tea Party. The reason I quit the Tea Party in part.
Wait, Chris, where are we going here, dude? We're talking about global terror, and I'm not done. I'm about halfway through what I'm trying to explain here. I want you to just kind of make your point, because I got a lot of stuff. No, that's fine.
My point is this. You know, how are we going to go fight terror and stuff when we're against ourselves because we're godless? We want freedom.
That's the
from
point.
A new world order that wants to take our soul and our freedom worldwide. But we need Jesus Christ, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We already lost it if we lost Jesus.
Amen. I appreciate. Okay.
No, that's all.
Okay, cool. Thank you for your call, Chris. Guys, let me get through my point before we start. You know, I'm glad you guys are calling in. That's great. And in saying that, let me just get through this stuff, because I want to show people what happens to a nation that departs from God, and what dictators and what carnal men and evil men will do in the process. Because I'm simply pointing out that the global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. And let me finish my point here, okay? And again, I appreciate the calls. If you'd like to call in, please do, but stick to the topic. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Right before I took Chris's call out of California, I said, right before the last break here, friends, that Secretary of State under George Bush, Condoleezza Rice, she said of Joseph Stalin that the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. They needed the boogeyman, just like what Chris was talking about. He's exactly right. We also noticed that Adolf Hitler used the same methodology as well as the same philosophy in so many different ways, because we know that Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself has created. He did create. We know that to be a fact. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while, history tells us that it was Hitler that was the one doing the attacking. And again, that is nothing new under the sun. They do it all the time, dictators do. Hitler was also responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos. We've seen that over and over and over and over in this country, friends. Provocateurs. They're bought and paid for. They'll even come out and tell you who paid them to do what they did. They'll find out that corrupt government did it. Folks, go back to the 60s, the civil rights movement. Provocateurs were sent in all the time to incite riots so they could blame Martin Luther King, so they could shut down the movement. This is nothing new under the sun. And you better bet your bottom dollar is happening in America on a daily basis. Every time something major is going on, it's created, it's contrived. And then what they do is they incite the people. And what do they want to do? They want to create chaos because they want to bring in a police order. And that's exactly what I'm trying to point out here. I also told you that James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, known as the father of our Constitution, he said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. What are you being inundated with, friends? A foreign enemy is attacking us. Is it a foreign enemy asking you to give up your rights? Is it a foreign enemy fatiguing your representatives after September 11th to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and sign a Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny Bill, while everybody's in bed? I mean, do you think that sounds like an upright government, friends? And isn't it interesting that since September 11th, who's been under attack? You have, America. A foreign enemy didn't do that. It's not a foreign enemy that's asking you to give up your rights. And by the way, the whole purpose of government is to secure them rights, not to tear them away. And then I shared with you, friends, that there's nothing new under the sun. And going back to General Douglas MacArthur, he said of the United States government back in 1957, this is new, nothing new, friends, listen carefully. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957 that our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Douglas MacArthur said this in 57. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Hello, friends. Hello. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it. Is that not exactly what you're seeing today, friends? You would think that that is what the American president told the people after September 11, 2001. Well, guess what, friends? It was in essence. But this is what's so self-defeating to the American people is the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama talks of condemning terrorism, that there are some that actually believe what he's saying. America, are you failing to recollect that is this president entertaining America's sworn enemies? Within the four walls of the People's House known as the White House, as he celebrates Ramadan in the White House, he sends F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood, America's sworn enemies. He's giving them aid to the known sum of over $1.5 billion, your enemies, and you're paying for it, America. He's appointed the Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties, as well as releasing five more high-risk detainees from Gitmo just last week, friends. And now he's talking about doing some more. And also keep in mind that this is the man that sent his attorney general to the governors on the southern borders to sue the governors for actually enforcing immigration laws. Yet when you go through the airport, you're violated by the TSA. And by the way, they do that because of your ignorance concerning Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. Right? And don't forget the recent appointment of Representative Andre Carson to House Intelligence Committee. Folks, I can go on and on. This is just the tip of the iceberg here. After the terror attacks in France where 17 people were slaughtered in their streets, watch the video. We see Barry Satoro, you know him as Barack Hussein Obama, fighting to stop anti-jihad articles here in America. Don't forget about Barry Satoro in Europe calling for a new world order as he stated that there's no other way. Boy, that sounds like George Bush Sr. Or why don't you consider a speech in Brussels where he said the international order that we have worked for generations to build. How do they do that? Through chaos. Who's creating the chaos? Who's creating the chaos? Who's paying them? Who's paying the bills? Who's supplying them with weapons? Interestingly enough, President George H.W. Bush on September 11, 1991, called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Oh, friends, it gets better. Mr. Bush went on to declare, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge, a new era, free from the threat of terror. Really? Today, that new world order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are, he said, if we are successful, and we will be, said he, I don't think so, brother, from another mother, and you ain't my brother. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0740. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show. That's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
A new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Really?
What is at stake is more in one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
Only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. New world coming.
America will become increasingly vulnerable to hostile attack on our homeland, and our military superiority will not entirely protect us.
This is Gary Hart exposing the Bushes right after September 11th, 2001. So if people think it's just way out there, you might want to pay attention to what they have been forecasting, because what they have forecasted is exactly where we're at today, America. And interestingly enough, what we're talking about right now is those that are establishing a new world order through the chaos that they themselves are creating. And I'm going to make my point here, friends, and it's like I said, it gets better here. Remember, Mr. Bush went on to declare, and sorry about the bad audio, friends, but it's all out there for you to see. Go to YouTube, Bush calling for a new world order. Go out there, check out Obama calling for the new international order. And also keep in mind how they want to give power to the UN, and keep in mind how the UN was actually actually birthed. It was birthed through what? War. And keep in mind also, friends, that Woodrow Wilson, through the League of Nations, attempted to do what Roosevelt did through the Second World War. He tried to do that through the First World War, and he failed miserably. They want to give a consolidated power to the UN. And that's exactly, by the way, what you're seeing today, friends. Why would they do that? Why would they want to give away our American sovereignty over to a foreign sovereignty, friends? That is completely anti-American in every step that they take. And they talk about peace when, in fact, they're the ones creating the war. Now, after September 11th, you just heard him, September 11th, 2001, U.S. Commission on National Security co-chair Gary Kent said, Gary Kent is his name, friends, there is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. Bush Sr. called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. And by the way, don't forget about Henry Kissinger. When he said that those that reject the New World Order are terrorists. Friends, we already seen the DHS define who a terrorist is. And they're Americans. Constitutionalists, Christians, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. That's who the terrorists are, friends. Listen to what Henry Kissinger said again. Those that reject the New World Order are terrorists. But hey, friends, I want you to understand, too. I'm just exposing the evil. But I want you to understand that my daddy is the one that puts it in their minds for the end that they might fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. Just like every other dictator did. I don't care if there's a million of them. I don't care. Listen, I don't care. You take the global population. I don't care if every one of them but one is working against the things of God. I can tell you, and you can rest assured, God will have the last word. Rest assured. Now, for those that didn't know, going to the Bushes again, keep in mind that the father of George Bush Sr. was Prescott Bush, who was indicted under the Trading with Enemies Act. Prescott was a shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. He aided in the rise of Adolf Hitler, who was attempting to establish, guess what? A new world order. So the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. So let me bring forth the correlation between Adolf Hitler and the present administration that are attempting to advance the same end with the same methodologies. Just two different presidents, two different colors, attempting to advance and implement the same order. Adolf Hitler said this, listen carefully, friends, the only religion that I respect is Islam. This is Adolf Hitler. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad. Adolf Hitler said that. Barack Hussein Obama stated the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet Islam. What happens every time someone slanders the prophet of Islam? Well, we've just seen what happens in France. Wait a second. Who's advancing that? Obama stated the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. Well, isn't that why those two terrorists went out and killed 17 innocent people? Little coward devils they are. How's that working out for them? Hey, can I go down a little rabbit trail with you really quick? Isn't it interesting how these little devil Islamists, these radical Islamists, they're always talking about how they can get everybody else to do their bidding for them? And I'll tell, like, strap a bomb on themselves and go blow up a bunch of innocent people, and then they get a quick entrance into heaven. Well, if that's the truth, why don't they go first? Why don't they go first? People, you need to think about what's going on here. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, is on record stating, former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook said this, "The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is propaganda campaigns to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for war against terrorism. The country behind this," said he, "is the United States of America." The country behind this is the United States of America. Oh, by the way, former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence individual, he's dead now. He went on a hiking trip, and for some reason, man, he just died off. He just died off. He's not here to talk about it anymore. What a hero. That's what real men do. They stand against evil. They don't go with the flow. They stand against it. In Jesus' name, amen. The things that are taking place are simply the fruit of the judgment of a just and a holy God. These type of leaders are permitted to flourish because the people at large love not the truth and therefore perish because of their adherence to deception and unrighteousness. Read 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. I want to read this really quick, and then I'm going to come on the beginning side, the front side of next hour, talking about the mindset of what these people need to advance and how they go through the educational scheme. And I want to show you what they're teaching people to accept their dangerous ideologies. Okay? But listen to this really carefully. Because at length, no matter what, our sin is before God. The church is not called to sit back and say, well, God's on his throne. He's going to do what he's going to do. God is looking down on his church saying, keep my commandments and you shall live. And again, we've talked about this in the past, how the church wants to be raptured from responsibility. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be raptured from responsibility if I fail to keep the word of God. Only to meet my judge and the judge that I failed to obey because I love him so much, right? I'm being sarcastic. But listen carefully. Leviticus 26:14-18. "But if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes or your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, saith the Lord, I will also do this unto you." Listen to what God said he would do. "I will appoint over you terror. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you." How many times have we heard conservatives say, why does this president hate us? Why does he hate us so much? Who appointed that? Hey, folks, when you look at Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible, God appointed him as his servant to bring forth judgment upon a nation that would no longer take heed to him. Take heed means to pay careful attention to what God commands. Is that where America's at today? Then don't blame the dictators. Don't blame the evil men because they're only doing what you're allowing them to get away with. God said, if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, he said this. He said, I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. Again, Leviticus 26:14-18. So guess what's next, friends? Because he said, you shall flee when none pursueth you. Guess what's next? Because America still hasn't repented. I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. I'm going to come right back on the other side of this, folks, and I'm going to highlight some of these quotes from the likes of John Dewey, Mark Twain, Karl Marx, Friedrich Nietzsche, Jean-Paul Sartre. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.